Harper Audio presents Peace is Every Breath, A Practice for Our Busy Lives by Thich Nhat Hanh. Read for you by Dan Warren. Waking up this morning, I smile. 24 brand new hours are before me. I vow to live fully each moment and to look at all beings with eyes of compassion. A note from the author. When I was a young monk studying at the Buddhist Institute, I always asked how the Buddhist teachings we studied could be applied in real life. I was convinced that the right practice of the teachings would help me, other people around me, and my country. The desire to learn applied Buddhism was very real and strong, but that expression was not used back then. The kind of Buddhist teachings and methods we learned at that time were difficult for young people like myself to put into practice, partly because of the language used to teach them, and partly because they didn't directly address the sorts of suffering and difficulties that people in modern society were experiencing. We needed concrete practices that could address the issues of poverty, social injustice, inequality, and national independence. In the Middle Ages, Buddhist teachings served my country and people very successfully. But if they were not renewed for the modern era, they would not be able to continue helping our society to be inspired and improved. So the challenge for us practitioners was to renew Buddhism. When I became a young Dharma teacher, I tried to present Buddhism in a language that could be easily understood by people of my generation, and to present practices that could help them suffer less and have enough joy and peace to be happy and help others. I effectively turned myself and my young monastic students into a kind of living laboratory where we produced the sort of teaching and practices that could do that. In the early years, the 1960s and 1970s, we produced what we called engaged Buddhism. Together with young people, both monastic and lay, we set up an organization working to improve the quality of life of the people in the countryside. We set up the School of Youth for Social Service, SYSS, to train young monastic and lay workers to help in the areas of health, education, economics, and development. We also worked to promote peace and reconciliation. The work was difficult and dangerous because it was being done in the midst of a horrific war. Many of our teachers and student workers were killed. In 1974, I wrote The Miracle of Mindfulness as a meditation practice manual for the SYSS members. I wrote that book to help peace and social workers nourish themselves with the practice, so that they could continue serving in a situation full of suspicion and violence. That book has been warmly embraced and translated into many languages in the more than 35 years of its existence. In 1991, we published Peace is Every Step, featuring a series of very short chapters about bringing mindfulness and peace into many different aspects of daily life. It has enjoyed even greater popularity than The Miracle of Mindfulness. This book, Peace is Every Breath, is a continuation of The Miracle of Mindfulness and Peace is Every Step, in that it's a short book, easy to listen to, and very easy to put into practice. I guarantee that you can be in touch with real peace and joy many times each day, even if you live a very full schedule. Allow this book to be your companion and live a happier life starting now. Introduction. All of us need to have a spiritual dimension in our lives. We need spiritual practice. If that practice is regular and solid, we will be able to transform the fear, anger, and despair in us and overcome the difficulties we all encounter in daily life. The really good news is that spiritual practice can be done at any time of the day. It isn't necessary to set aside a certain period exclusively for spiritual practice, with a capital S and capital P. Our spiritual practice can be there at any moment as we cultivate the energy of mindfulness and concentration. No matter what you're doing, you can choose to do it with your full presence, with mindfulness and concentration, and your action becomes a spiritual practice. With mindfulness, you breathe in, and there you are, well established in the here and the now. Breathing in, touching your full aliveness, is a spiritual practice. Every one of us is capable of breathing in mindfully. I breathe in, and I know I am breathing in. That's the practice of mindful breathing. The practice of mindful breathing may be very simple, but the effect can be great.